So, to our feature for this evening, art is highly subjective, so how do fine art students turn their talent into careers? Cambridge 105's Phil Minard visited Anglia Ruskin University to meet the winner of this year's prestigious Dr. Sopani Gaisley Fine Art Prize and find out what opportunities Chris Owen, head of the Cambridge School of Art, sees for his graduates.
So welcome to the awards ceremony for the Sopani Gaisley Prize for 2016. This prize has been awarded since 2009 to the student from fine art with what is judged to be the best degree show exhibition. We've chosen, and it is, Nicolina!
Mihalina, but your friends will call you Mimi and your family, so we shall call you Mimi from now on in the interview. First of all, congratulations on winning this prestige award here, because everyone in this gallery wants to win it, don't they?
Thank you. I think so. Yeah.
Now, your work is particularly nice work, and there's three pieces?
That's right, yeah, there's three pieces, and there's a grid, which is known as organic relations, and then there is a large sort of torus-shaped piece, and then there's a small one, which is called grzyb, and in Polish that means mushroom or fungus.
All three artworks are outstanding, but particularly the two larger ones. I can see those as an installation in perhaps an upmarket advertising agency office, or indeed a collector's lounge, or of course in an upmarket restaurant. As obviously a talented artist, what made you come to university to do a degree?
I think with university you end up, you put yourself in a situation where you wouldn't be outside of university life, so you're put with other artists who are also progressing on their own ways, tutors who are guiding you, and they give you, you know, criticisms, and they both positive and negative, but the negative ones in particular, which you think you wouldn't want to get, they actually help you to question what you're doing, and without sort of questioning what you're doing, you're sort of staying in the same place. It allows you to progress in a way that you wouldn't had you not thought about it in that way. It's a cognitive exchange or a process that needs to happen in order to progress.
Sopani Gaisley is a very successful, very hyperactive businesswoman in both the UK and in Asia. She's also a very creative person. By winning that award today, has that given you extra inspiration?
It has. I can't say that it wouldn't. it sort of opened my eyes, and it's nice to feel like I'm sort of making my way in the network, I suppose. It's a nice step out of uni, to say the least.
And Mimi, what does the future hold for you as an artist?
I'm just going to continue making. I think that's the only thing I can do, is just to stay creative and express myself that way. It's what I've always done. I think it's what I will do until I can't anymore. Yeah.
Good luck for the future.
Thank you very much.
Chris Owen, you're head of Cambridge School of Art. I know that you're particularly very keen and enthusiastic, you're very keen at encouraging the students here to look ahead to what happens after today, really, at the end of the year for them.
Absolutely. We sometimes talk about students having exit velocity. It's all about how fast they leave the place and how much impact they can make when they do. Right across the country, there are graduates in art and design who are entering the world of work at this point. And all those students are competing for the jobs that are available. There's a lot of work out there. There's a lot of work in the creative industries. The creative industries in this country are responsible for something like £85 billion of business every year. So there is work there, but it is competitive. And so we teach our students to produce their own websites, to know how to present themselves, how to present their work. We teach them the skills that they're going to need when they go out into the industry to work in teams, to be able to promote themselves. And this is the point where they start to do that, because they're showing their work for the first time to the general public at the end of their course.
How do you encourage students to sort of temper their enthusiasm to produce something which the business world needs?
Well, I think that's part of what we're teaching them right the way through their courses. Many of the students are on courses which are inherently vocational anyway. They're on a graphic design course to become a graphic designer. They're on a photography course to become a photographer. We teach them those professional skills as an integral part of those courses. some of the fine art students will themselves move into design in various different ways. Just because they're doing a fine art course doesn't mean they're going to live in a garret and starve for the rest of their lives. Some of them will create what we call portfolio careers, so they'll be maybe teaching part-time and creating their artwork in other parts of their time. Some of them will have commissions for different kinds of work, some of it design, some of it fine art. So there's a mixture of different ways in which people work in the creative industry. Many of them set up their own small businesses. They become freelancers, they work in collaboration with small numbers of their fellows. And we have a great success rate in developing those new businesses through this kind of course.
There's an exhibition now running here in the Ruskin Gallery. It's called Electric Eye, and it's the Cambridge School of Art degree show. How long is it open for, and who can come?
Anyone can come. We'd love to welcome anybody to come and see it. It's open every day except Sunday from now until the 18th of June. And we'd be delighted to see members of the public come. It's in the Ruskin Gallery, which is at the back of the East Road campus of Anglia Ruskin University. There's plenty of signs to show your way.
Thanks, Chris, and well done to all of you here. It really is a stunning show. And if you're in this area of Cambridge, get yourself down here to have a look at it.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Really does sound like an exhibition well worth visiting. Our thanks to Anglia Ruskin University for inviting us into the Ruskin Gallery. It's pretty much a hidden gem amongst Cambridge's art spaces. It's 20 before 6.